This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is episode 595. Thank you so much for joining me. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and it's great to be talking to you once again for the 595th time. And when you count all the other shows, probably for the 3000th time or somewhere around there. I'm not exactly sure how many episodes we have with all of our other podcasts out there. But boy, you know, it is just terrible to think of what happened in Paris a few days ago. Wow, what a tragic event. So many victims, innocent people, these terrorists, it's just unbelievable. It really is. You know, lest you think, or lest any of us think, really, that this is some new thing, that this is some, you know, war created by George Bush or even the Bilderberg Group, or no matter how conspiratorial we want to be. And believe me, I entertain those conspiracy theories. You've heard me talk about them. You know, this has been going on for hundreds of years. I mean, we're dealing with people that want to live in the 7th century AD, that crucify people, that stone them to death. Certainly, they're not interested in women's rights or gay rights or any kind of socially liberal ideas whatsoever. It's oppression, control, and barbaric behavior, to say the least. I mean, it's so horrific and disgusting. It's just indescribable. I was messaging back and forth with a friend of mine who lives in Europe. She was just telling me how concerned and how scared she is about the whole situation. And probably that's not very necessary, because after something like this happens, of course, everybody pays attention again to security and such. But wow, it's amazing. Here's one thing she told me, which is incredible. She says, "Our politicians are so stupid. We all saw that coming. I don't understand why nobody was ever questioning that 90% of the refugees," she's talking about, I think, from Syria. She didn't say that, though. 90% of the refugees are men. What man leaves his wife, mother, kids, and sister alone? I sent her a thing that I saw on CNN. CNN reported that 8% of the population of France is now Muslim, and 70% of France's prison population is Muslim. And I know it may not be politically correct to talk about this, but, you know, political correctness is pretty dangerous as an ideology, because it, you know, it doesn't allow people to talk about things. I mean, can't we talk about anything in this world without being labeled politically incorrect or racist or, you know, whatever the label is you want to stick on people to squelch what they're saying? Seriously, it's, you know, people should be able to speak, okay, as long as it's not overt hate speech, which it's usually not, okay? Granted, there are some times that it, you know, shouldn't be. But, you know, who was it, Voltaire, that said, "I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." Even if you disagree with people, don't shut them up, because you may find yourself a few years later agreeing with them when you change, or the circumstances and the context that generates your belief system changes. It's something else. And she says, I'll tell you, my friend in Europe goes on to say, "I know that's terrible. only in France, Germany, and Austria as well. She goes on to say that she was on a train. She went to Germany 3 weeks ago by train, and the train was overloaded with refugees. It was, as it's been reported, 90% male, ages 20 to 30 years old. She goes on to say, I can't sleep well. I'm so scared. This is just horrific. And if this doesn't make westernized countries re-examine their immigration policies, I don't know what to tell you. There's a group, I watched a documentary on this not too long ago, that is adamant, and I think they'll be successful, by the way, in instituting Sharia law in Belgium. Sharia law in Belgium. They believe they are only about 10 years away from that. This has been going on for hundreds of years. This is not a new thing, okay? Now, certainly, I have many Muslim friends, and I gotta tell you, they are like the nicest, most generous, most giving people you would ever want to meet. I'm thinking particularly of my friend Johnny, who I've known for 15 years, maybe 16, 17 years now. You know, he and so many others, just some of the nicest, most wonderful people you would ever meet. I mean, certainly much nicer than me, okay? But, you know, I don't know. This is the problem with terrorism, right? We don't know who we're fighting. And, you know, I think to a large extent, the war on terror is puffed up to support the military-industrial complex. It's a sad truth of the world, and it's been this way for a long, long time. This is not a new thing, that we will probably not have peace until war becomes unprofitable. And there are very powerful interests, in fact, the most powerful interests the human race has ever known, central bankers, governments, and of course they are in bed with you know who, the military-industrial complex. But hey, you know who finances the military-industrial complex? Central banks and regular bankers as well. They finance both sides of the war. They make ungodly fortunes off of war. And war is a terrible thing. It's a terrible investment. War is hell. I mean, think of it. You create products to destroy products and people, of course, as I guess they probably consider that to be collateral damage. You know, everybody loses. It's like getting in a fight in a bar. You know, nobody wins that. Even the winner is not the winner. Both people get hurt and most likely arrested, too. It's a tragedy, and this is going to change a lot of things. I mean, it's, you know, maybe it's not 9/11, but it's close. And what does that mean for us as investors? Well, it means that the world is on a war footing. And, you know, of course, we've had these, you know, wars going on, but they're going to increase in size and scope. Governments will spend more money. Central bankers will make more profit. Wars will be financed. They're very, very expensive. And how will governments pay for this? Well, you know the answer, right? When I talk about the six ways to get out of the government debt slavery complex, one of them, of course, the most likely alternative is to inflate their way out of it. And inflation is a large part of my investment strategy. It's not critical to it. We don't have to have inflation. But if we do, real estate investors hit a home run. And I don't mean to be morbid or opportunistic or, as Naomi Klein says, a disaster capitalist. Which is an interesting book, by the way. But, you know, she just comes to the conclusion that it's all George Bush's fault, which is idiotic. This was going on long before George Bush, before anybody knew his name. Before he was born, even, it was going on. But we've got to align our interests. We have no choice. We're not going to change this. It's the way of the world. All we can do as investors, as prudent investors, is align our interest with what is going on in the world and align our interests with the most powerful forces humanity has ever known, governments and central banks. And that's what we can do. One more thing on another note here. We had a fantastic property tour in Orlando. did a new Creating Wealth seminar. I redesigned a lot of that for this last weekend and didn't have time to cover everything, as I knew I wouldn't. We toured properties Saturday afternoon. Saturday morning, we were in session in the seminar. Sunday all day, we were in session in the seminar. Beautiful hotel, the Hyatt Regency Orlando, the largest Hyatt hotel in the world, according to them. And what a gorgeous hotel. It was absolutely stunning. And we had a great weekend. Unfortunately, when I came back, I chose to fly the unethical, sleazy, dinosaur airline, American Airlines. This is my humble opinion, of course. But I have been stranded by American Airlines and US Air many times, and last night was yet another example. Missed my connection in Miami. No fault of my own. It was their fault because they can't organize their airline well enough. Of course, the flight was late. And then when it landed, we had to sit on the ground for, 20, 30 minutes waiting for a gate because they can't get their gates organized. And this is a lesson for real estate investors. I'm going to connect this and talk about Southwest Airlines in a moment. You know, they just lie. And that's why I'm so fed up with American Airlines and US Air. Many months ago, I didn't talk about it on the show, but I was going to. I got stranded in Dallas. Of course, they blame it on weather. You know, Naomi Klein blames it on George Bush. So does the left. It's all George Bush's fault. It's all the weather's fault. And it wasn't the weather's fault. That was a lie. It was clear. Everybody on that plane they put us on the plane at, 2 a.m. This is not the last time, it's the time before in Dallas. Put us on the plane at 2 a.m. and then told us the pilot didn't show up for work. And then kicked everybody off the plane. The weather problem that they said it was due to weather was 16 hours earlier. Okay. How long do you get to say it's a weather problem? Well, there was a thunderstorm 2 months ago, so all the planes are late, so it's a weather problem. It's an act of God. We don't have to give you a hotel voucher. American Airlines and US Air, in my opinion, is a disgusting, unethical company. They did the same thing last night. They said, I was supposed to fly to San Diego, no flights, missed the flight. And so they flew me to LAX on standby. I did make it to LAX at 1 a.m. They said, the gate agent at LAX will give you a hotel voucher. We'll fly you out of LA at 7 a.m. You get to San Diego. Never mind that I might want to actually sleep in here, but whatever, that's the thing. And, keep this in perspective, folks, right? Look, it used to take months and weeks to cross the country. People used to die crossing the country. Now we do it in 5 hours. So I get it. Okay, I'm grateful for modern life for sure, but on par with other things in modern life, this is a company that I think just lies to its customers. They screw their customers. Contrast and compare them with Southwest Airlines, that in my opinion is a very well-run airline. Here's the real estate investor connection. The time an airline loses money is when the planes are sitting on the ground. It's during the turn when they got to unload the plane and reload the plane and get it in the air again. That's the turn. And Southwest prides itself on making really quick turns, turning that plane around, getting it back in the air in about 29 minutes. So what is this? What does this have to do with real estate investing? Well, actually a lot, because as real estate investors, our turn is when we get rid of the old tenant and we get a new tenant. And that time in between and the make ready, that's the part that can cost us money. So one thing we can do to minimize our turns is sign 2-year leases with our tenants. 2-year leases. Good strategy to keep those tenants in there longer. And you can even raise your rent on a 2-year lease. Now look, your property manager may say, no, try to talk you out of this. Don't listen to them. Get 2-year leases from your tenants, okay? This is a good practice. It works. And, you can say year one, for example, the rent is $1,200, and year two, the rent is $1,240 or $1,250 or $1,225. You can put your rent increases right in that lease, but it can still be a 2-year lease. So do that. The other thing is I want you to tighten up your property management agreements on these discretionary repairs. As long as you're active and you're available and you're reachable and you respond quickly to your property manager. Now, many of you self-manage your properties, and I think that's another great option. But I want you to tighten up the discretionary repair allowance you give to the property manager. I want you to make that no more than about $200 per month. Per month, not per incident or per item, per month, so that they are not allowed to spend more than $200 per month without getting your approval first. You know, we're all so reachable. The world is so connected. I mean, look, I'm checking my email. I'm checking my text messages. I'm sure you're doing the same thing. Voxer is an awesome way to communicate. V-O-X-E-R. Really a revolution in efficiency. V-O-X-E-R. It's a free app. You know, I don't make a penny off this telling you this, but I just love that app. A very powerful tool. Get your property manager on Voxer. Okay? Get your tenants on Voxer. It's a great tool. Just try it. You'll love it. V-O-X-E-R for your smartphone. Awesome. Free. If you want to get the pro version, it's $29 a year. $2.50 a month. It's cheap, cheap, cheap. Fantastic productivity tool. Use it in your business. Use it in your social life, in your personal life. It's a great tool. Anyway, just a couple of tips there. A couple connections with the disgusting airline known as American Airlines and U.S. Air, which they now are merged to give terrible service to an even larger audience. Why is it that some companies are so great and they treat their customers so well? My company, I hope, number one, treats its customers very well. But Apple Computer, Amazon, Nordstrom, you know, so many companies do such a good job at this. And why is it that airlines, largely, you know, cable companies, utility companies, you know, your cell phone company treats the customers so poorly? Well, a lot of those companies that do such a bad job, guess what? They're unionized. They're unionized. And of course, you know, the union, that gives too much job security. Why do the public schools treat their customers so badly and provide such a bad product? The NEA, the union, the National Education Association that Steve Forbes dubbed the National Extortion Association. I couldn't agree more. They have no interest in our children, in America's children, okay? They have an interest in their own job security. They're immune to market forces that everybody else has to contend with. Government employees, same issue. You know, public employee unions, just totally screwing the taxpayers. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that that can be allowed to happen. But the world is the way it is. Probably none of us listening to this will change it. Maybe someone will. What we got to do is we got to align our interests to it as much as we can in life. So, tragic attacks in Paris. My heart goes out to the families, the victims, the survivors. It's awful. There's going to be a lot of fallout from this, obviously, and an expansion of the war machine of the entire world. So that's likely to lead to more inflationary pressures. It may take a while for them to work their way through the system. I get it. Inflation is fairly low, okay? Except you look at healthcare, college tuition, necessity items. Well, not so much. You know, oil's cheap. We'll see. Anyway, more on this on future episodes. We got a good guest today. We Go Look. Great tool for you to manage your managers or self-manage your properties. There are so many great tools for this nowadays. So let's get to the founder of WeGoLook.com. Fantastic tool. You'll love this. Really help you manage your properties, your nationwide portfolio. And of course, before we get to that, go register for Meet the Masters. This event will sell out. It's about half full or half empty if you're a pessimist. It always sells out every single year. So go register. There is no option to get a larger room this time. So you do want to get your tickets. Early bird pricing. I think we're at $597 now, $297 for a guest. So get your tickets now. That only happens once a year. January 2016, Meet the Masters, San Diego, California. Great time to come to San Diego, especially if you're from the colder climates. Go to SeaWorld. The whales are going away. They're not going to have them anymore at SeaWorld. This is your last chance to see those. I would get down there too. You can do that while you're here at Meet the Masters. It should be a great time. We've got multiple best-selling author Garrett Sutton speaking about asset protection and a little bit on tax strategies, I'm sure, too. It's going to be a great time. Go to jasonhartman.com, click on events, register for Meet the Masters, and also go to VentureAllianceMastermind.com, Venture Alliance Mastermind, and join us in Dubai. That's coming up. President's Day weekend in February. That's going to be our first international trip with the Venture Alliance, and it is going to be phenomenal in Dubai. So join us for that. Let's get to our guest, and we go look. Here we go. It's my pleasure to welcome Robin Smith to the show. She is the co-founder and CEO of WeGoLook. And I learned about this service recently. Many of us as real estate investors who are investing from all over the world in properties all over the U.S. would really love to have a second set of eyes, someone who can run out to any asset, take pictures, video, check on specific things. And we're going to dive into that and hear more about this great service today. Robin, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing very well. How about you?
Good. Good to have you on the show. And tell us, how old is this company? When did it start?
Well, we formed the LLC late 2009, and it took me about a year to actually recruit my first set of lookers. That's what we call our agents that we have nationwide. And
you've got a bunch of lookers working for you.
We do. Of course, building the platform and the back end. So we came out of beta at the end of 2010, so almost five full years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I assume this came out of either the insurance industry, a need in the insurance industry, or the REO, real estate owned by banks industry, but I may be wrong about both of those. How did it evolve?
Well, you're right on target with who we perform services for today. But initially, one of our friends was actually wanting to purchase a high-end projector on eBay, and he's an attorney, very particular, and said, I surely wish I had someone to go look at this for me, because he wasn't quite sure if the item was being misrepresented or if it actually existed. And I said, there's got to be a service that provides that, with so many people purchasing online, and looked for him, did some research, and couldn't find any type of service, and thought it would be a great way to help people mitigate risk, especially with autos or properties, anything, you know, that involves distance from the seller to the buyer. And so just kind of started from there.
Tell us what you do and how it might be of interest to real estate investors who are, I mean, you know, for about 11 years now, I've been in the business of helping people invest nationwide. And I'd say maybe 5% of, or maybe 4 or 5%, I mean, this is not an exact statistic, but, you know, actually go look at the properties. Frankly, they're honestly not that interested in looking at the properties. They just want an asset that performs. You know, it's all about the numbers. You know, if I buy this income property, do I get this check every month? That's what the point of the investment. But, you know, there are little complexities that arise, right? And they might like to know more. You have a lot of great tools nowadays, of course, Google Earth, Google Maps, Street View, Zillow, and Trulia, and all of the other things out there. But, you know, sometimes you just need an actual human being with a camera to go and take a look. You need a looker. So what exactly can you do for real estate investors?
I think the way that we really help our current customers, that in a way that no one else can, is you kind of hit the nail on the head with being your brother-in-law or sister-in-law in another state that can really go out and answer the questions you might have about the property. We, especially if there's a quick turnaround time, and scammers are becoming, you know, pretty savvy. They're able to make some of these listings look legitimate. And sometimes the actual condition that's on a listing is not what the current condition is. So it's we offer a basic report for only $69. It allows people that kind of peace of mind of knowing, hey, you know what, it actually exists at this address, because sometimes you get the wrong address, actually. And it is in the
You're not buying swampland in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, and okay. You've got this, so we know where the location is. We know what the current condition is, at least. Of course, we don't need any structural damage, things like that, but we can definitely note any kind of large visible deferred damage. So if a tree's fallen over or the roof's part, you know, blown away, especially after storms or fires in an area, a lot of people from other countries like to use this as well. You'd mentioned the global aspect, and we really are able to help people with that peace of mind verify. And then again, you may need something on the interior looked at, which Google Earth isn't going to help you with at all. So we're able to go in, if there are log boxes, we're able to, you know, access those or add those, actually install those if we need to. So there's quite a few ways. Really, what we tell people, we can customize or personalize your experience. So it's really whatever you need us to do. FaceTime is great. We're able to go research documents at courthouses. We've filmed live sheriff's auctions. There's a lot of different things we can do besides take video or photos of properties as well.
Oh, very interesting. Now, have you by any chance heard of a company called Raw Porter? Like Reporter, but Raw.
Oh, no, but I will check them out.
I had them on my show years ago after I learned about them, and I'm not sure they're still around, but I had them on the show years ago, and when I first learned about them at Blog World in New York City, I thought, you know, that's a great idea. I mean, this like crowdsourced army of people that will go out there and even interview people, survey them, you know, coming out of an event, you know, what do you think of the concert or the seminar or whatever, and, you know, they'll stick a camera in front of them and do that. And I thought, you know, that's a really cool idea. There's a lot of application for this. So tell us more about, you know, the detail of what you can do. Film a sheriff's auction, like at a foreclosure auction. How much would that cost, by the way?
It depends on the size. If it's in a smaller town, we really kind of do it by the hour. And if there are several items up for sale, it would depend on at what time that particular asset was up on the block, because we base that on the time that the looker's there. So that would just be... We typically charge around $75 an hour for labor, so it just depends on how long they were there.
And they're just filming them, I assume, on a smartphone, right? They're not using, like, good camera equipment or anything, right?
Correct. No, and we actually have created our own mobile application, so everything is performed through our mobile app, and we do that for security purposes. And it also actually geotags and time and date stamps the photo with through metadata. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So $75 an hour to go film something. And I mean, how would you make the distinction between your people, the lookers, and a reporter? Because it seems like there's almost a, you know, an overlap here. I mean, I guess they're not going to comment and say, this is what's going on at the auction, or this is what's going on with this property, like a reporter would. But, you know, that there's some overlap there, right?
I would think there would be some overlap. We're not asked to really make any comments. The people that ask us to do that just simply give us the asset and the location and who we need to contact once we're there. But as far as direct comparisons, I'm not really quite sure what the comparison would be, other than we may be less expensive if we're just going for one person instead of multiple. I'm not quite sure how much they charge.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. So other things that you can do, you can go to the county recorder's office for people?
Sure.
And what do you do there? What might you do there?
So we're able to look up any kind of, let's say we do a kind of document research on a particular address. Title searches, we can do all kinds of things like that, working hand in hand with an abstract company if we need to. There's people just will give us what information they'd like for us to research at the jurisdiction, and we do that for them. And then, of course, either FedEx them the actual copies or send them electronic copy of the documents that we find.
So in order to do that, it sounds like your people need to have some real knowledge of real estate or the way a county recorder's office works or a planning department works in order to go there and fish documents, right?
To a certain extent, I agree with you. However, with the FOIA forms and the different types of jurisdictions that we have worked with, we have the...
FOIA means Freedom of Information
Correct.
Act.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes. And we're able to really give instructions to our lookers. One of the things that we wanted to make sure of was that I hope that you don't take this wrong, but we work on like a fifth grade level with our instructions, making sure everyone understands exactly what we need so it's not complicated. So it's easy for them to kind of follow the instructions, and then we have an on-site contact at the jurisdiction always. But we actually also weight our lookers, or the way our platforms kind of evolved over time. So let's say we have these 20,000 agents nationwide. Some of them are actual real estate agents. Some of them are mobile notaries. Some of them are field process servers, different types of things like that. And we will weight them against the task. So if we have a looker that's assigned some sort of real estate asset verification or task, then the system will send out the notification to those agents first in the area versus say someone who is a pastor or a school teacher that's in our looker database. And so we do try to weight the task with a person or a looker that has the most experience in that industry.
Match them with the right person. So your people then, do you have 20,000 lookers? By the way, you mentioned that number.
We actually have over 20,000.
Wow.
That's correct.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's just in the U.S., I assume, right? Or are you outside of the U.S. too?
Mm-hmm. We're outside of the United States also. We're in the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada as well.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So your people are process servers, some of them, so they know how to find things and catch people ducking service. You know, I've tried to serve people before and they just duck. This one guy in Kansas City, Missouri, I couldn't serve that guy for, I don't know, 5 to 8 months. It was terrible. So they're able to really find things. And I mean, they've got some skills, it sounds like, right?
They will. And a lot of times our looks aren't super complicated. And we have a great customer service team on this end. So we always like to reach out to the on-site contact. So if it's an actual seller of a property or someone at a jurisdiction, someone in our office here, we're located in Oklahoma City, will actually reach out to them, let them know that our agent will be calling on behalf of whoever the client is. And so we kind of do a little bit of due diligence prior to them going out to make sure that the address that we're going to is the right one, that the phone number that we have on file is the correct phone number, and then also to see if there's any kind of red flags, because you will get some pushback from people who don't actually want anyone to come out and verify false information. So We have a little system going here on behalf of our customers that makes it easier for our lookers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So take us through the menu of services a little bit, if you would, just so, because I want the listeners to really understand. I think a lot of our listeners are going to love this service and really want to use it, Robin. Tell us a little bit more about the menu of services, and if you can, the prices associated. Of course, prices are subject to change without notice. We're just talking about the prices at the time of recording here. But I think it would help if you give people an insight into this menu and the pricing for it.
Well, thanks. I'll be happy to. We obviously have these services that we offer them to the individual customer, so just an individual consumer. And we also have kind of an enterprise suite for our B2B clients. So they're kind of two different. So I'll start with just an individual consumer, where we can go out and really verify any kind of asset they're wanting to purchase, or maybe they own property out of state and they have a tenant move out and they want us to go check on any kind of damage that the tenant may have incurred while there. Perhaps there was a storm. They want us to go and look and see if there was any storm damage. Or maybe we just need to meet with, say, act as a property manager in case there needs to be some kind of work performed, a plumber or something like that needs access to the home. We can help them with all of those type of things. So,
wow, amazing. So I was going to ask you, because, you know, I asked you before the question, Robin, of the overlap between a reporter and a looker. And then I was about to ask you, what's the overlap between a home inspector and a looker? Obviously, a home inspector has, you know, much more in-depth knowledge, but, you know, a looker can take pictures. But now it's the overlap between a looker and a property manager. Tell us about that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And you know, the common factor between all of those will be just the basic or the generic simple items that each one of those could perform. So I would say just kind of something that you feel like if you did have a brother-in-law that you could call and ask, hey, can you do these things for me? That's really kind of sums up everything that we're comfortable providing services for.
Funny that you keep mentioning in-laws rather than,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I should just say friends. But
yeah, okay.
A lot of people kind of get that analogy, so that's why I've used that. You're right, though. So those services start at just $69, and that's really kind of for 10 photos. We have, obviously, add-ons that we have, kind of a build your own report, customized data capture that we can also provide. So if you do want the video or any kind of FaceTime, a real-time call, we can do that as well. That's something we need. We have Rush Service available. Our typical turnaround time
How much will that cost? The nice thing on FaceTime is you can have them point the camera as you're talking to them and say, hey, turn right, look over there, I want to see what's there, right? What's the price of the FaceTime type service?
It's really going to depend on how much the customer wants us to actual video while we're there. Some places want us very in-depth and go through each cabinet. Some people just want a simple walkthrough. So again, it would really be kind of based on the hours that we were there, but we typically tell someone to kind of expect on a FaceTime call around $150. That's kind of a general price, but again, I would need someone to say, hey, I really only need you there for 1 hour. I really need you to do this. So again, it's based on each, that's why it's custom. But we try to keep it inexpensive where we can pay our lookers well and make a small profit here. We really work on kind of quantity here. We do offer Rush Service. Our typical turnaround time is 3 to 5 business days at the most, but we do have a Rush Service available in case someone needs something same day or second day. So we really help a lot of people with even vacation property, things like that.
Yeah. So you have some peace of mind to know that, hey, the property's still there. It hasn't burnt down yet. Nobody's, hopefully you don't have squatters that moved in. I'm not a fan of investing in vacation properties, by the way, just, to reiterate for the record. I think, year-round rental properties, that's what we like, stable, simple stuff like that. But, can people order a look right from the mobile app? Is that how it works? Do you keep their credit card in with an account so it's just really easy? It's like a click of a button type stuff?
Well, that's actually through our website. It's super simple. It's just wegolook.com and people can place their order there. We don't offer the mobile app for our customers yet. That's something that we'll be rolling out. It's for our lookers.
Oh, that's a business to business or for your lookers only?
Got it. Everyone has their own dashboard. So they have like a history there. Anytime they need to go back and access any type of report that they've placed in the past, they can access that. We hold that for about 7 years. So they have all of that there, all their information in their account. And like I said, we do have the B2B as well. So we provide small and large clients, the commercial properties, scene inspections, industrial properties, any type of really commercial property or residential occupancy inspection. Of course, those are, a lot in that category. You've got on-site merchant verifications. There's a ton, but we really can go to any kind of business and look for the business use, and we have several different property reports for commercial properties.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so is there any place you can't go? Like, for example, if someone has a property in Timbuktu, by the way, I think Timbuktu actually is a real place. I should look that up.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, but if it's really out of the way, can you get a looker out there?
We can, and I'll tell you how we do that. So a lot of times people will call us and they'll say, okay, we have this property. It's in Arizona. We're not sure. We think it's here. They'll send us some maps or some parcel numbers, that sort of thing. And it may be just, miles and miles from any kind of civilization. In those kind of situations, a lot of times we will ask for a research fee if we have to actually kind of do some research to locate the exact area of the property. And then we may possibly have a travel fee because we may not have a looker or any kind of person that lives anywhere close that may need to travel there. But, when we've gone up on top of mountains to look at forestry equipment, we've gone on, we've really gone all kinds of places. Sometimes you have to take a boat up into Canada and then come back down to an island in the United States. And, of course, there would be a toll there, a ferry fee in that case. So there's not really anything that we haven't done yet.
Tell me, what is the most expensive assignment you've had, the most expensive look? How much did that cost to do it? If someone has to take boats, planes, trains, planes, and automobiles to get there.
Yeah. Well, we actually performed a very, very, very large solar panel report for a solar panel farm, and it was an $8,000 report. That was our most expensive one, but we had to have our looker go out for several days, and we took hundreds and hundreds of photos, combing the property with when they had on-site contact with them, and had to take an ATV to different areas to take these pictures just to make sure there wasn't any kind of new site development that was being done there, performed there, or any kind of materials, anything that looked like there might be some sort of recent, any kind of construction. So it was really interesting for us to do that. And that was for, of course, a large bank of ours that we do a lot of looks for. That was the most expensive.
Do you care to mention the price?
Oh, yeah. No, it was $8,000. It was very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. But our average price is $89. That's our average.
Starts at 69, average is 89. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Did you go through the menu of services? Did you feel like you did that? I mean, I know you can't price everything exactly probably because some of these things are pretty unique, but just anything else you want to say that I didn't ask you about all of that or you didn't get out?
Well, I think that on the B2B, we have, you know, these commercial property reports, and typically an interior exterior report is around $85. And a lot of people who are purchasing those type of properties for investment like those. So if someone is listening and they do want a little bit more information than what's listed on our individual area, then they would need to request that. But whoever's helping them would know that by the questions they were asking. But we try to be efficient with our pricing. We want people to use us over and over, and again, it'd be a good experience for everyone and hopefully help them out a lot.
Yeah, fantastic. Where do you see this going? I mean, are you going to go into any new areas or offer any new services in the future that you see coming, or where do you see this market in the future of your business?
Sure. So, you know, we don't just look at properties, obviously. Our overall, from a high level, we actually will be live with eBay Motors within the next couple of weeks and all the vehicle listings. So that's very exciting for us. That'll put us kind of in that big space. We do a lot of work for insurance companies, like you'd mentioned earlier, but it's not just property that we look at. We look at, you know, autos. We pick up a lot of documents for financial companies and have them notarized because we have mobile notaries, obviously, within our network. So we kind of see it going global on just a larger scale. That's our whole focus, but we are very committed to the auto property and the insurance industries. We do quite a bit of work there for B2B and enterprise clients, but I feel like as more people hear about us, my first business model, which was for the individual, will definitely, you know, increase. So we're excited about that.
The business to consumer or B2C, just to give people a broader perspective, you do, you know, insurance for cars, you do inspection for cars, like if someone wants to buy a used car from a distance or something, like insurance adjusters. So you have some overlap in that market too, I assume. Maybe the adjuster isn't very good, and the insurance company needs to send someone out to look, or the customer, the insured, needs to send another party out to look, someone who's neutral, right? So there's a business there as well, right?
Yeah, we actually, we started with our, you know, our eBay model, that independent individual consumer, like you were talking about, B2C. Then we kind of organically grew to the B2B, and these other companies came to us and said, hey, can you personalize these reports? And now we have these very large Fortune 500 companies saying, hey, can we actually use your agents on demand instead of our own employees to actually perform low complex tasks? And that's kind of where we're hitting that niche of really coming in as a like field assignment personnel for the insurance companies and performing those type of tasks. So it's pretty exciting. I have about 67 employees here at my office internally. And like I said, we have over 20,000 lookers in our database. We don't use all of our lookers right now. We use about 6,500 of them on an ongoing basis, but we feel like that'll grow. We have a nice database to choose from, though.
Yeah, good. And you're in Oklahoma City, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep, good. Good stuff. Well, the website is wegolook.com. And Robin, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate this. This is such a great service for real estate investors. I think our listeners will like it a lot.
Well, thank you, Jason. I really appreciate it. And if anyone has any questions, they can just give us a call. We'll help them out.
Thank you so much. wegolook.com.
Thank you.
I've never really thought of Jason as subversive, but I just found out that's what Wall Street considers him to be.
Really? Now, how is that possible at all?
Simple. Wall Street believes that real estate investors are dangerous to their schemes because the dirty truth about income property is that it actually works in real life.
I know. I mean, how many people do you know, not including insiders, who created wealth with stocks, bonds, and mutual funds? Those options are for people who only want to pretend they're getting ahead.
Stocks and other non-direct traded assets are a losing game for most people. The typical scenario is you make a little, you lose a little, and spin your wheels for decades.
That's because the corporate crooks running the stock and bond investing game will always see to it that they win. This means, unless you're one of them, you will not win.
And unluckily for Wall Street, Jason has a unique ability to make the everyday person understand investing the way it should be. He shows them a world where anything less than a 26% annual return is disappointing.
Yep, and that's why Jason offers a one-book set on creating wealth that comes with 20 digital download audios. He shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I like how he teaches you how to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And this set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered for only $197.
To get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia Book 1, complete with over 20 hours of audio, go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.